we were delighted for Prem Group when they were awarded an Irish HR Champion Award for corporate social responsibility. Their commitment and dedication to raising awareness around child trafficking and child sexual exploitation is hugely important, and their receipt of an award is hugely significant as well in an Irish landscape, an international landscape, where this cause of concern is recognised as being valid, it's recognised as being valuable, and their work is being recognised as being extremely valuable.
Prem Group are one of the largest hotel groups in Ireland. They manage over 45 properties across Ireland, UK, Belgium, Netherlands and France. They contacted us in 2017. They had heard about our project. They had heard about the awareness raising we do around child protection and sex trafficking. And they conduct all of their staff training via online courses. And so they asked us if we would help them design an anti-trafficking training program for them. So using the MECPATS materials, we helped them design this course, and they have implemented that now, and they rolled it out over the last month, and they have already trained 500 of their staff in Ireland and are hoping then to roll it out in the subsequent months to their other properties across Europe. So it's hugely significant because this anti-trafficking training will be taken by every single staff member, current staff members of Prem Group, but also the future staff members.
And I mean, were they the first hotel to actively seek you guys out and say, look, we want to do this?
No. I suppose the beginning of MECPATS project, the focus was very much on visiting individual hotels, and it was actually through the visiting of some of their properties in Dublin that word got back to their headquarters in the city centre, and then the HR manager director there got in touch with us and said, well, look, we see what you're doing with individual hotels. We would love to take this on and make it part of mandatory induction staff training.
JP, you're working on research in this area, so you're looking at sex trafficking and the hospitality sector in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Undertaking a piece of research at the moment for MECPATS, identifying international trends, seeing how they're arriving to Ireland, putting protection in place so that we are, as a nation, ready, drawing from very much from a child protection perspective. As I say, identifying international trends from the States, from Eastern Europe, from Asia, and preparing ourselves to deliver trainings to protect the children that are at risk.
And who are the children that are at risk?
Any child. Any child is vulnerable. I think at the moment when we're all so connected internationally through smartphones, through tablets, there is a misconception that it's children always born into poverty that are most vulnerable. And yes, internationally, I think over the decades, we have recognised that children born into poverty are at higher risk. But every child is at risk.
Are people aware of that, or do we tend to see it as a problem that's happening overseas?
Traditionally, it's been identified as something that's happening overseas. I think, you know, when we talk around technology specifically, there are conversations being had. Not everybody's having these conversations. Not everybody's aware of the vulnerabilities that lie within, I guess, our own homes even. Predators have that virtual key to access children at any time of the day or night. Traditionally, I guess, you know, even in terms of vulnerability for children, to use a very basic or standard example, when children are going through an experience of being bullied, at that 3 p.m. point, traditionally, their parents picked them up, they were safe. Now children are going home, the bullies are following them home virtually into their bedrooms, and similarly with predators. Children are online a lot, they're spending a lot of time with screens. Parents aren't always aware of what their children are accessing, or indeed who's accessing their children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, is it like you talk about the vulnerable child? I mean, are predators watching for that vulnerability, or seeing somebody who maybe doesn't have a good adult model or doesn't have a good support network, and they provide that support network?
They would very much be, yes. How children are identifying themselves online, the corners of the internet that they're arriving to, being brought to. Again, it's that vulnerability that predators are identifying, and they are locating themselves within communities, within environments online where children feel at home and feel comfortable. As children are speaking with, perhaps they understand their peers, it can be an older person hiding behind the facade or the profile of what has been identified as a young person. So I guess it goes with all online interaction, interactivity, we don't really know who's standing behind that profile. So children are vulnerable. The predators are aware of those levels of vulnerability, and they're waiting there.
And then, I mean, going back to you, Anne, I mean, how does it go then from the predators online to ending up in the hospitality sector, which is obviously where you're looking at trying to intervene?
Mm-hmm. Well, we work in raising awareness around sex trafficking in particular. Our job would be to raise awareness around that issue within hotels across the country. So I think it's important. I think one of the biggest challenges we have in the education that we do is making people aware here in Ireland that this is actually an issue, a growing criminal activity that we all need to be aware of. And so the Department of Justice and Equality and their anti-human trafficking unit released a report early this year looking at figures that they have collected since 2009 to 2016 of all identified victims of human trafficking in this country. They identified 512 victims, which Gardaí say are literally the tip of the iceberg because it's very difficult for the identification of such victims. But 143 of those were children, the majority of whom were Irish and Irish citizens. So it is a huge problem. It is a growing problem. The reason we deal or work with the hospitality industry is because anti-trafficking training is being implemented across different sectors, and hotel staff are those professionals most likely to encounter a victim of sex trafficking. So they would have a greater chance of identifying a victim more so than you or I walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And that's why we work with the hospitality industry.
Yeah. What do they look out for, and who do they call if they see something suspicious?
Well, I think hotel staff are most likely to identify a victim, and hotels also offer a certain privacy and anonymity that other places don't. And that's not just hotels, but all accommodation providers across the country. So we would educate them a little bit about signs to look out for. We have a list of indicators that we share with them, but it would include somebody checking in, a child with an adult who is withdrawn, not making eye contact, indicators such as presence of large amounts of alcohol in a room where a child is staying. We talk about excessive foot traffic to and from a particular room. Also the use of the please do not disturb sign for successive days in a row with traffic coming to and from that room. And I think when we do talk to hotel staff, they have an awareness around these indicators themselves. Now, what we stress is you cannot take one indicator in isolation as an indicator of sex trafficking, but we say when you notice multiple indicator is present and you have, and I would always say, you have that gut instinct that something is not right, then we would urge, well, you have a legal responsibility then to report your suspicions to the Gardaí. And so there is the Crime Stoppers number that you would call or your local Garda station, but the legal responsibility lies with the person who has a suspicion, and then they make their report directly to the Gardaí. And then the Gardaí, thousands of Gardaí have already undertaken anti-trafficking training, so they're very discreet in the way they respond, very knowledgeable, and also would put the potential victim as the highest priority. So I think hotels then do have a level of comfort that this, any suspicion that they report will be dealt with extremely discreetly.
And JP, did your research bring up stuff about preventative methods that we can use?
It certainly did, and again drawing from international trends, but here at home in Ireland there's a great positive reaction from the hotel industry, the hotel sector, to want to keep children safe, to want to keep all of their guests safe. Drawing from, I guess, again international experience, hotels, as Anne mentioned, can be a pocket of vulnerability for those who are being trafficked. We've been very lucky with partners like Prem Group, with the Irish Hotels Federation, in terms of them drawing also from the experience of their international peers within the industry, seeing the great need for the work of MECPATS under the Congregation of Sisters of Mercy, and being ready to be preventative rather than the trends that can at times develop when people keep their heads in the sand and be a firefighting service. We as a group, as MECPATS, and I'm sure as a nation, we don't want to be in that position 10 years down the line where we look back and say, if only we'd done something. We're actively doing something now, and the hotel industry are standing alongside us to do that, to be active, to be responsive, to be ready and to be prepared and to protect children.
And I mean, if there are any hotels listening who would like to do more of this training or who would like to help out and like to know more, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact us by sending an email to info@mecpats.ie. We have a website, mecpats.ie, so you can go online there and get all of our contact details. But we would love the opportunity to talk to anybody within the hospitality industry around this issue.
And just on a final note, I guess something that's hugely important for those who are trapped in worlds of trafficking is that we who are not trapped within that, that we have the conversations, that we are aware, that we are connecting, we are combining and joining our efforts to counter child trafficking and child sexual exploitation. A huge part of our work is networking. We're very much open to collaboration, to having conversations with people in the community who want to be part of delivering change. So aside from the direct engagement with hotels, community members can also get in touch with us, and we'd be delighted to have any conversations with anybody who would like to support our efforts, and that's mecpaths.ie.